其实今天我并不是要讲这个这一段经文
Actually that is not my sermon today。
我只是想让弟兄姊妹知道说这一段经文是很多人都熟悉，可是我们不知道，很少人真的觉得这一段经文怎么样来用在我们的身上。
I just want you to know these are very familiar passages, but a lot of people don't have any practical application for them。
其实登山宝训它是包括了马太福音的五六七这三章
，actually Sermon on the Mount including chapter 5, 6, 7。
那么这三章里面整个都是登山宝训，可是我们很多的时候，我们只注重到了前面的这个八节左右，那么后面的我们觉得很繁琐，都是讲到一些不可能做得到的事情。
Most people are very familiar with first five, eight verses, but we think the other part of the sermon on the mount are not practical.
比如说打你的手，左脸你要右脸给他打。
Somebody strike you on the left side, you turn your right.
说拿你的里衣，拿你的外衣，连里面的衣服也送给他。
Somebody take your inner coat, you got to give them your outer coat too.
所以我们觉得说那个读的都是到底，我们就有时候有很多的争论说到底这是对只是对基督徒的要求，还是对所有的人都是要这样的来。
Often there's a debate whether these are applicable to just Christian only for everybody。
今天我们不打算走到这些细节，可是我想从这五六七三章每一章里面我要找出一个重点来跟大家分享。
On this chapter I want to find three very important points to share with you。
这就是说五六七三章里面每一章各有一个先字。
Each one of these chapters today is the first thing first。
就是说这么你要懂得登山宝训的话，其实最简单的道理它告诉你有什么要先做，先要注重的。
In order to understand Sermon on the Mount there are a couple of first things that you must know first。
比如说第一个先是什么呢？
What is the first thing that we got to do?
我们看马太福音的第五章二十到二十六节这样说的。
In chapter 5 verse 20,
我们一起来读，来。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人，断不能进天国。所以你们在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你还愿，就把礼物留在台前，先去同弟兄和好，然后还献礼物。你同到你的对头还在路上，就赶紧与他和席，恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交付衙役，你就下在监里了。我实在告诉你们，若有一文钱没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。好，这里我们看到第一个先字是什么？
Here we find the first thing that we must do。
第一个先是什么？
What is that first thing?
先去和弟兄和好。
First go back and reconcile with your brother。
而且在这里讲到是说你在敬拜的时候，你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，你如果想起来，那么你就要先去做。
Here you say that when you offer a gift to the altar and you remember your brother, you got to go back and reconcile with him first.
当你在献礼物，你肯定你全心是要奉献，把自己奉献给神的。
When you come to offer a gift to God, you are giving everything that you have.
也不是你自己要刻意想起来，这里说如果圣灵提醒你，你突然想起有人对你怀怨。
Here you say if or when you remember your brother.
这时候圣经怎么说？他说你先把礼物留在坛前，可是你要先去跟弟兄和好，然后回来献礼物。
Bible says leave your gift at the altar, go to your brother first。
我的意思是我要来献礼物。
I come here to offer a gift to God。
神的意思说全麦，我要你先去跟人和好。
But God said hold it, I want you to go back to reconcile with your brother。
这里并没有严格说，并没有说谁对谁错的问题。
This is not strictly say who is right。
哦，他向我怀怨，他活该嘛，因为是他自己自找苦吃。
He did something wrong and he wronged me。
我只是前天在大家的面前，我责备了他，让他觉得很难堪。可是实在是他错，我没有错。
Yesterday I embarrassed him because he did something wrong to me。
可是神这里说不是，你如果圣灵提醒你说你想起来的有人向你怀怨。
But Bible says, when you remember your brother, when you, the Holy Spirit remind you of your brother,
可能是他错。
Maybe it is wrong.
可是那不是重点。
But that's not what he is talking about.
神说你既然来献礼物，你的心要听我的话嘛，你要奉献你自己嘛。
When you come to offer gift to God, you have to listen to me first, God said.
那么我跟你说，我想要这个礼物，可是你能不能先去把那件事结束了？
I would say, I want to receive your gift, but can you first go back to your brother?
今天我们做父母的。
Today we are parents.
如果我们的孩子真的拿个饼干、拿个礼物要来我们面前
，When your kid come to you with cookie and give to you,
他要讨我们的喜欢。
They want to please you.
我们心里当然很高兴。
We are of course we are very happy.
可是我们觉得说，孩子啊，你先去把你那个脸擦一下，把那个手擦一下，我们再过来好不好？如果孩子说不要，我就是要这样，我不听你的话，我没有不要，那我想我们收礼物的时候，我们可能心里也不是那么喜欢。
But when the kid refuses to do so, you probably won't be very happy with the kid.
所以当这个第一个先知，事实上是讲到我们以谁为重。
Now the first thing tell us what is the most important.
我们既然要奉献，我们是不是真的愿意听神的话
？If we are come here to make an offer to God, are we willing to listen to Him?
所以我们注意到二十节里面说：“我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。”
That's why in verse 20 say, if your righteousness do not surpass the Pharisee and the teacher of the law, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
文士和法利赛人的义不是不好哦。耶稣说：“你们他们所说的，你们要遵照他们说的去行。”
What is taught by the Pharisee and the teacher of the law is not is good thing. God says you got to surpass them.
可是天国的义要超过那些要走第二里路的义。
But the righteousness of the kingdom is the second mile. You got to surpass them.
当然，这里讲的断不能进天国，还不你不要那么严格的讲说，我们要做好事，做到一个程度，我们才能够得到永生。
It doesn't mean that you got to do so many good things in order to receive.
这里讲的是天国里面他所看为神所看重的义，远远超过我们人间我们读律法上面所要遵从的义。
He said that the righteousness that the God values surpass the law and rule that we know about.
所以先要与弟兄和好，就是这样的一个义。
That's why that righteousness is first to be reconciled to your brother.
如果先要与弟兄和好的话，那么我请问弟兄姊妹，我们回头看那个。到底要这八福里面的哪几个福他需要哪几个性情他需要操练才能够跟弟兄和好。
If we are to reconcile with our brother, what are some of the characters in the Beatitude that we must have?
我们来看看，我们至少举三个或四个好不好？我觉得我至少看到三四个。
I see at least three or four characters.
你们可能可以看得比我还多。
You might see more.
我们试试看。
虚心。
啊，虚心很好，第一个。还有呢，
温柔
还好呢，
使人和睦
太好了。
The peacemaker.
还有呢，
连续人
哇，你连续他可怜，你还在生我的气，对不对？很好很好。还有没有？这讲四个了。哎呦，你们很厉害啊，我大概就三四个，还有一个呢。
好了。
哎呀，偏偏我看到了你们没看到，怎么这样？
I see something else that you guys did not see.
当然，你们刚刚讲到的虚心是真的虚心。
Poor spirit is really very humble.
哎，去找人和好，被人家再羞辱一顿，有没有叫做为义受逼迫啊？
When you go back to reconcile, right, the insulted, would that be persecuted for righteousness?
你明明讲可能不是我的错嘛，那我为了。遵守天国的意，我就遵命去，就跟他说，哎，某某某，对不起，结果他把我臭骂一顿。
I follow Jesus' advice and go back to reconcile, but he turned around and accused me.
所以我发现，先去跟弟兄和好不简单。
To be reconciled to your brother is not easy.
但是我们要尊重神的话。
But we must obey God's word.
所以我们讲到这里要饶恕。的功课我们要学。
That's why we have to learn about forgiveness.
啊，我们学的饶恕太困难了。
forgiveness so difficult.
所以我们认为说，饶恕是表示我赞同对方的行为。
We thought that, to forgive somebody, is we agree with what his behavior.
你叫我去跟他和好，那表示他对的咯，他对啊，我错啊。
That means I go reconcile back to him because he is right and I was wrong.
饶恕是说，哎，难道这样子我还要去跟他低声下去，让他更了不起了
？Am I trying to rationalize his mistake?
所以我们觉得说，饶恕。我干嘛要去跟他和好啊？这个让他错误的言行越来越大，所以我不去。
Why should I reconcile with him so that he did not realize his own mistake?
饶恕也不是说他有罪，我就不看着，我就是爱什么都过了，可以。
So forgiveness is not refusal to deal with sin.
也不是假装我没有受伤。
Or pretend that we are not hurt.
其实我受伤比他还重，他还向我埋怨的。我昨天晚上哭得不得了了。
Maybe last night I actually got hurt more than he does.
所以不是不受伤，也不是表示说我承认他对，我要信任对方。
Nor does forgiveness mean that you trust the other person.
更不是说，哎，不要以为你去。
They do not know they have a heavenly Father who provides everything for them. Therefore, they have to worry about their life.
所以一开始的时候，刚刚我们读的经文的时候，第一个开始二十节说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
That's why the scripture said that no one can serve two masters. You love one and hate the other.
到底谁是你的主
？Who is your master？
你要讨好你公司的老板，你认为他是你的主吗
？You want to please your boss because he is your master？
你迟早要失望。
One day you will be disappointed.
我儿子上个礼拜告诉我
，My son told me last week.
他们的公司最近裁掉了十分之一的
His company just laid off 1/10 of employees.
他刚刚找到工作
，He just got a job.
他几年在外面，他现在回了美国，找到两个月的工作，三个月的工作。
2 or 3 months he looked for this job.
他的老板很愿意栽培他
，The boss is very nice, want to help him.
结果老板被裁掉了
，But the boss is gone.
我说你呢
？How about you?
他说我留下来
I'm still staying
你留下来也不表示说你明年明天下个礼拜你就稳了
But that doesn't mean you're going to be around next week
是吧今天我们在活在北美这个竞争社会里头我们教会天天我最难过的是培养起来一个人了过不久他说他被裁员了要走了
One of the most sorry things will be to see a lot of people have so many years they get laid off
如果我们的眼光不是看到谁是我们生命的主谁是教会的主的话我们忧虑死了。
If you do not see who is your true master, you will be very worried.
我们觉得我们都在做虚工啊。
We live in vanity.
所以没有天赋的人
，people without heavenly father，
绝对有理由忧虑。
They have very a lot of reason to worry.
当我们没有正确的想，没有正确的看的时候
，when we don't have a proper value。
刚才的经文说，你们想想看，那个草怎么长起来、啊？
But scriptures think how the flower or the fields.
你们看看天上的飞鸟怎么飞啊
？Look at the birds of the air, how they live.
哎呀，我们太忙，我们眼睛看的就是我那个支票本到了没有
？The only thing we can see is our checkbook.
我们的看起来就是我的人家家的车子，人家家的房子，我家的怎么样，都不行。
We all can see other people's possession and our own things.
前两天我才跟我太太讲，我们坐在院子里。
A couple days ago, I was sitting in the garden with my wife.
我说你，我才发现我们家院子里面，我看到至少三四只那个鸟，简直漂亮到不得了。
I told him, I just realized there's a couple very beautiful birds in the garden.
哇，那个彩色那个造型啊，那简直是美。可是我都不敢闭住呼吸，它来我就怕惊动，我想去拿相机，又怕它跑掉。
The color was so stunning, I don't even have time to get the camera.
你有没有用这样的眼光去看神的创造
？Have you seen God's creation with that eye？
那个飞鸟，那个草地，地上的花，那美到不得了。
The birds of the air and the flower of the field。
上个月我到欧洲去
，I was in Europe last month。
我到了荷兰
，I went to
荷兰Netherlands。这是我第二次。这样子去的第三周，第二次在赶在五月前去看它的花展。
This is my second time going there to see the flower.
那个花展呐、啊，以及我们去看的时候，已经隔两天就关门了。
The flower show close up to the alphabet.
因为我必须配合一些行程，我没办法赶在四月中去看那个花盛开的时候。
I really cannot make the April when the flower is really very blooming.
你相信那个荷兰是哪个花最有名的？
You know what the most famous flower in England?
Tulip.
Tulip.
郁金香。你猜郁金香有多少种？
You know how many type of tulip are there?
你在美国看过郁金香？看，你可能都不认识什么叫郁金香啊，对不对？你想想，郁金香有多少种
？How many different types of tulip are there？
啊？有多少种类？你看到样子、形状、颜色？啊，这太难了。那我问你好了，玫瑰花有多少种
？How many different roses？
这个我们比较熟悉吧
？Maybe many of you。
十种有没有？黄的、白的、紫的，啊？
还有
黑的好 ，OK， 二十种吧，啊，你差不多
啊，
二十种。兰花有多少种？我问你。
多。
兰花也很多，现在。
我告诉你，郁金香可以几百种。
Yeah, hundred different type of tulip.
你在那里大开你的眼界。
Your eyes open over there.
你蹲在那里看那个花的时候，为什么它在这个花瓣上还要点两点，那个花瓣上还要点两点？还有边边这个明明花瓣还锯子一样的这样的边边出来。
Yeah, different dots, color dots and design on the petal.
我太太在那边一直照相到最后告诉我说我装不下去了，这个相片说没有 memory.
My wife takes so many pictures and the memory run out.
我们到底有没有正确的想跟看
？Do we have a proper eyesight, proper value?
我们到底有没有信心
？Do we have
faith. 说我们是天父的孩子。
We say we are the children of Father, the Heavenly Father.
我们先求他的国和他的义。
Do we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness?
信耶稣的人能够不要忧虑，他的几个大理由是什么
？There are several reasons why a believer cannot.
我们先从消极方面讲。
Let's say from passive.
刚刚的经文说，你们哪一个能用思虑使岁数多加一刻呢
？The scripture say, who among you can use worry to add 1 hour to your life?
没有用的，你对吧？你思虑能够有用吗
？Can worry help you?
哎呦，我思虑，千万不要把我 lay off， 有用吗？人家 lay off 名单已经写好了，都已经在那，你在这边 worry 有什么用啊
？Can you worry not to be on the list of lay off?
还有呢，你这个忧虑的消息就说你就这都是外邦人所求，这是你这么忧虑下去是没有见证的。
Scripture say these are the behavior of the pagans who seek these things for the believer that will be without witness, without testimony.
所以我们看神告诉我们不要忧虑，他消极方面是没有用也没有见证。
Because worry is useless and also have no testimony for God.
可是积极不要忧虑的理由是什么
？What are the active reasons that we should not worry？
有三个大的 F， 是在这一段里面。
Yeah, three big F
here. 在这一段说，你们难道不知道你们应该有信心吗
？Don't you know you should have faith？
这个三十节这里说，你们是小信的人呐、
啊。In verse say, oh, you men of little faith。
所以我们不忧虑，我们要忧虑是我们要有信心。
Not to worry, we must have faith.
而且我们要知道我们有天父。
We also got to realize we have a heavenly Father.
这是第二个 F.
This is another F.
第三个 F 是什么呢
？What's the third F?
我们先求他的国和他的义。
We must first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
这里说我们要先求他的国和他的义。
We must first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
这个求是积极的，看定目标的。去拼命的去拿
to seek is to actively pursuing，
就像你当年考大学一样，你认定目标，你要努力，我就是要考上。
Just like when you are taking examination for college，
就像你当初追男朋友、追女朋友一样，我就是要把他追上，我不是无所谓的。
When you are pursuing your wife or husband， you are serious。
先求他的国和他的义。
Seeking first the kingdom and righteousness。
你相信神的话吗
？Do you believe in God's word？
这一切都要加给你
，because He said everything else will be added to you。
其实这里说的要给，不是说你就成为百万富翁
，Not that you are going to be a millionaire。
而是说你根本就不会缺乏。
But he said that you would not be in need.
我可以跟弟兄姊妹真的是不必讲，你们看我就是今天做传道人做二十五年也没有穷到哪里去。
You see, I've been a preacher for 27 years and I'm not poor.
所以真的先求他的国和他的义。
Seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness.
神加给我们远远超过我们所配的。
他 will give us more than what we deserve.
第三个先知。
The third first thing that we must do.
来，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么能器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？你眼中有刺，怎么能对你弟兄说，容我去看到你眼中的良心呢？你这假冒为善的人，
先去看
你眼中的良木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
所以无论何时，你们
愿意怎样待人，
你们也要怎样待
人，
因为这
就
是律
法
和
先
知的道理。好，刚刚我们第二个先知的时候，我没有让大家做练习，就说你去看看是八福里面的哪几个。
I forget to have you review, what are some of the beatitude blessings from the second first thing.
包括这个第三个先，你回去，如果你还愿意的话，你把这个信息再回味一下的话，你也去找找第三个先，论断人不论断人要需要怎么样的八个。
If you have time when you go back home, review the sermon so that you can see what are some of the blessings involved.
论断人是怎么回事呢？
To judge others,
他有一个律，
那个肉。
哎呀，我们肉体里面软弱，我们不想做的，我们却去做。
What we are willing to do, but we are doing it.
这是我们肉体里面出来的一个律。
This is something that is a law in our physical body.
我们这个律就是把你抓住了，我们靠着自己是胜不过的。
That law completely binds us that we cannot overcome.
而这个律也讲到了一个结果。
That law also has a consequence.
你跑到五楼上面，你说你要跳出来，有一个律叫做地心引力，一定把你弄到地上。
When you jump off the fifth floor, the law of gravity will bring you down to the ground.
它的结果就是摔死。
And the result is death.
所以这个我们自己没办法胜过这个律。
These are laws that we cannot overcome.
我们每一个人都会论断人。
We all judge others.
不管出生一秒。
Even a young baby.
不是，不管你有没有出生讲出来。
Whether you speak out or not.
所以这个律一个叫自大律。
One is called egotistical.
我们就算是你什么都没有，你有时候你还是很自大。
Even nothing, you still are very proud.
有人讲说，连乞丐中间都还彼此论断我讨的钱比你多。
Even the beggars compare among themselves who got more money.
自大律论断的人是没有脱离自己。
People who are egotistical, you cannot leave the self.
还有一个放大律。
And the other one is exaggeration.
对，我们看到弟兄眼中有刺，在我的眼中变成一个梁木啊。
I saw the soul dust in my brother's eye, but I do not see the plank in my own eye.
哇，把他的那个小说我看的变成这么大，放大。
We exaggerated the soul dust.
第三个律叫做反射律。
It's reflective.
这里刚刚说了，你这个论断人呢，你也一定会被人论断。
你说 when you judge others, you will be judged.
你今天对着一个山谷，你大声的啊的时候，嘿嘿，他马上就回过来，啊了也回过来。
When you shout out in the mountains, you will hear the echo.
我们千万不要，因为我其实这些东西我们这么一讲出来，我们都同意。
These are every one of us agree on.
可是我们却都不谨慎。
We are yet so careless.
尤其还有个律叫做污染律。
Also is deteriorating or polluting.
你以为你的声音讲出去就在天空飘飘飘飘就没有。
You think that the word that passed our mouth will disappear in the air?
好像烟云就过去了。
Just a mist will disappear.
哦，没有，我们的话语的力量远远超过你想象的。
But the strength of our words are beyond what we realize.
你论断出来的事情，你在人的心里面，在周围所造成的污染是远远超过你能想象。
The criticism that we give to other people are do more harm than we realize.
那我们怎么折断怎么砍断这个论断人的律呢
How do we break that law?
我们先从简单的讲
Just say simply
第一个是不许不凭眼见
We got to learn not by sight
当我们看到我们听到一个事情看起来是事实的时候
When we heard or hear something to be a fact
我们要告诉自己说我还有一些没有看到
的。We must tell ourselves I did not see everything.
我只能可能我听到的只是事情的某一个角度。
I must only hear part of the story.
不要太相信你的眼睛。
Do not trust your eye completely.
不要太相信你自己的耳朵。
Don't trust your ear completely.
我们总要谦卑的来到神的面前。
We must come humbly before God.
神啊，一定有一些地方是我不知道的。
God, there must be something that I did not yet know.
求你向我显
明 Please reveal to me
不要认为我眼见的就是事实
Do not trust everything you see as fact
可能是事实可是不是真理
It might be truth but it may not be actual truth
学习放下成见
We must be able to lay down our opinion
我们里面都有一些成见
or our prejudice
我们对人的肤色有成见
We have a racial prejudice
我们对于有些人的出身学历我们 有成见
We have prejudice against other people's education and their upbringing
我们对人的成长的背景家庭环境我们有成见
We have prejudice against people's background
真的这个是让我们很痛苦很忧虑的原因
These are something that causes a lot of pain.
我们要学习放下审判的权利。
We must give our right to judge.
因为当你去到处讲这个事情的时候
When we go spread the gossip,
或者你在那里就告诉别人说你不是只讲事实你甚至已经在说他有罪他这样做是错的
When we begin to not only gossip but condemn other people.
我们自己又站在审判官的地位
We are setting ourselves up as judge
所以这三个先知里面事实上都告诉我们我们要放下我们的权利
That's why all these three first things that we must do we must give up our rights
我们是不是虚心的人
Are we poor in spirit
我们如果虚心我们就不敢轻易的论断
If we are poor in spirit we will not dare to judge
我们如果是真的想要使人和睦，我们就不敢论断。
If we want to be peacemaker, we will not judge.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这里面都跟八福有很大的关系。
That's why these are all very intimately related to the Beatitude.
那么，我们如何面对被人论断
？How are we to respond when people criticize?
刚刚说。这就像好像这个不管奥运赛跑这个现在打世界足球赛一样 你前面输几场只要你晋级都只要到最后的那个冠军赛那个才是决定你是不是冠军
You can draw so many games before that but as long as you stay and you give it a chance you can still win final
所以在这个过程我们在这个过程里面被人家论断你去论断的人都是 一天我们生活里面的常态
When we judge others and being judged in our everyday life
我们一定要来学习圣经里面怎么教导我们的眼光要看到那个在神面前的审判
We must learn from the Bible see what the scripture teaches because see that God is the judge
那就是学习在审判的路上等候神
We must wait for the judgment of the Lord.
以赛亚怎么说呢
？What does Isaiah say?
我们一起来。耶和华，我们在你行审判的路上等候。我 我们心里所羡慕的是你的名，就是你那一切的名。他不是完全无力的、消极的说：“哎呀，那就算了，等到那一天自然会显明。”
No, I tell you, not passively give up and say that one day God will reveal everything.
我们心里所羡慕的是你的名。
He said, "I long for your name."
就是你那可纪念的。
Your renowned name.
只要你的名被称扬。
As long as your name is praised.
只要你的名被尊重。
Is your name are respected.
我愿意等候你。
I am willing to wait.
所以求神恩待我。
We pray that God will be gracious to us.
一个人若是能够常常行在审判的路上等候你。
If we can wait for the Lord's judgment on the way.
他就会认识自己是个罪人中的罪。
You will realize you are the worst of sinners.
如果我们今天就一直在审判的路上被光照。
If we have been enlightened on the bliss path.
愿意去道歉。
We are willing to apologize.
悔改。
To repent.
等到有一天到审判台前的那一天。
To wait for the day of judgment on the judgment seat.
我们已经被洁净。
Then we are being gradually being cleansed.
不要等到那一天，今天我们就可以一直操练。
Today we can continue to be cleansed.
好，我的信息就准备停在这里。
This is my message to you today.
我们看到登山跑军中有三个先启示的，其实不是一个道德生活行为。
We see that three first things, that's not just a moral teaching.
登山宝训的八福讲的就是耶稣这个人了。
The Beatitude is talking about Jesus the person.
哥林多前书十三章讲到爱的诗篇，爱是恒久忍耐，爱是不嫉妒不等的，讲的不是我们的道德水平啊。
When the Corinthians talk about love, he is not talking about our moral standard.
那都是讲到耶稣自己。
He's all referred to Jesus Christ himself.
我们看到耶稣他先使罪人和神和好。
Jesus had to bring the reconciled sinner to God.
他本来在天上，他想起人对神怀怨。
He knows the bitterness that man had toward God.
他自己来跟人和好。
He came to reconcile man to God.
他在受试探的时候。
As he went through temptation.
魔鬼把所有的荣华富贵都显给他看。
Satan showed the splendor of glory of the earth.
他说我要先求神的国，这是神要我走的路。
But Jesus said we must seek his kingdom first because that's the path God prepared for us.
他就不回避十字架的路。
He will not shun the path of cross.
那些来论断他、钉他十字架上的人。
People who come to criticize him, to condemn him.
他说父啊赦免他们。
Jesus on the cross, he said Father forgive them.
他不论断他们。
He doesn't criticize them.
他把审判的主权交出来。
He gave the right to judge to God.
所以我们看到登山宝训中的三个先。
As these three first things in the Beatitude.
包括了我们这些天国子民们对神、对人还有对自己的关系。
It tells us the relationship we have to God, to ourselves and to others.
我们去献祭是对着神来做的。
When we give offering to God.
神说先去跟人和好。
But God said, go reconcile to your brother.
我们跟自己天天的忧虑这个生活。
When we worry about our life every day.
神说你们应眼光向着我。
God said, look at me, remember.
我们常常论断人，被人论断，跟人际关系中间有问题。
We criticize a lot and we are being judged. We have a lot of interpersonal relationships.
神说先去掉你眼中的刺。
他说
眼中的良木
get off the plank in your own eyes.
所以我们心中如果真的敬畏神，常常尊神为大的时候，登山宝训的这个三个先字才能够在我们生命中活出来。
When we truly revere God and trust in Him, these three first things can live out in our life.
求神恩待我。
May God bless us.
请我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话语摆在你的面前。
Father, we give all these words to you.
求你洁净
purify.
也求助你加上回头的亮光
give us more insight to reflect.
让在我们中间有心要听从你的话语的人
So those who are willing to hear your words,
他们从你的话语中得到力量
that they can gain strength from your words,
得到灵命的更新
so that our life will be renewed.
我们这样感谢祷告
we thank you and pray.
奉主耶稣基督
Jesus' name.
Amen.